Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to Baptiste Power Vinyasa Flow Yoga with Carrie. I hope you find these practices fun and useful to your yoga practice. I put a lot of love into creating this content for you every week. Please consider joining my Patreon. Making a monthly contribution to my Patreon will ensure that I continue producing these high-quality recordings every week just for you. Plus, if you join my Patreon, I will include extra bonus content like weekly meditations, longer practice recordings, and special surprises just for Patreon members. Your support means the world to me. All right, sweet friend, practice on. Hello, my friend. Let's practice. Begin in child's pose. Open your knees. Sink your booty back to your heels. Stretch your arms forward and press your palms down into the earth. Rest your forehead on the floor. And begin to notice your breath. The sound, the texture, and the rhythm of the inhale and the exhale. Make your way to all fours, a tabletop position, and begin to move through some rounds of cat-cow. My invitation to you is that you close your eyes and you allow these movements to become intuitive, creative, and organic. Wiggle your tailbone from side to side. Open up your throat and your chest. Open up the backside of your body by pressing the floor away from you and moving in a rhythmic, organic way of being. Allow the movement to speak through you in your breath and in the way you move your body. Take a couple more rounds. Make your way to downward facing dog. Lift your tailbone to the sky. Pedal your legs out. Swim around in your down dog a little bit. Bend your knees. Pedal your legs. Try this. Lift your heels up off the floor and drop your heels over to the right. Come back to the center and drop your heels over to the left. Come back to center. Extend your right leg behind you, three-legged dog. Point your foot, flex your foot, circle your ankle one direction, then the other. And now bend your knee, stack your right hip on top of your left. Come back to three-legged dog, straighten your leg. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. You can keep your back knee lifted. You can set your knee on the floor. Reach your arms up over your head. Set your eyes forward. And find the breath moving in and out of your nose. Take your left arm underneath your right arm, eagle arms. Look forward, Stretch the crown of your head forward. Pick your left foot off the floor. Come into airplane with eagle arms. Draw your left knee up and in and cross over into eagle pose. Left leg crosses over right leg. Eyes forward, belly in. Find that steady, calm breath. Back to airplane pose. Unravel. Stand up. Pull your left knee to your chest. Sweep your arms behind you this time with your palms facing down. Lift your heart up and press your left foot behind you. Listen. Touch your left toes back to crescent lunge. Set your left knee on the floor. Left hand on the earth. Right hand to the sky for a twist. Take a breath in and a breath out. Warrior two, sweep open, ground your back foot, stretch your fingers front and back, and set your gaze somewhere comfortable. It can be over your right middle finger, or it could even be right in front of you. Just find a comfortable position for your eyes and your neck. Reverse your warrior. Take your right fingertips up, look up at your fingers, and stretch your whole right side body open. Extended side angle. Grab a block if it's handy. Put the block outside of your right calf, right hand to the block, left hand to the sky. Or put your right forearm on top of your right thigh. Press down and lift your left fingertips up to the ceiling. Stretch your fingers out. Try this. Make a fist with your top hand and roll your wrist in one direction. And when it feels good, switch directions. And now burst your fingers open, all five fingers spread out wide. Send energy and power through your fingers. If your hand is under a block, step that block just a little bit forward. Come into half moon pose. You can also tent your fingers on the floor. Pick your left foot up, flex your foot, and hug your thigh muscle into the bone. Engage your whole top leg. Set your eyes and breathe. Take one more big inhale. Make your way back to side angle pose. Set your foot down. Stretch your left arm up. Take one more big full breath in. Camel pose. Come to your knees. Place your hands on your hips. First, take a big breath in to lift your chest up. And then lift your pelvis forward. Open your chest to the ceiling and draw your elbows in towards your spine. Slowly come back up. Plant your hands. Downward facing dog. Stretch your left leg behind you, three-legged dog. Point your foot, flex your foot, circle your ankle one direction, then the other. And now bend your knee, stack your left hip on top of your right. Come back to three-legged dog, straighten your leg. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Also an option to put your right knee on the floor. Stretch your arms over your head, set your gaze forward, and find the rhythm and pace in your breath. Notice what your breath is doing. Notice the way your breath responds to the pose and the movement. Right arm comes underneath left arm, eagle arms. Stretch the crown of your head forward and pick your right foot up off the floor, airplane with eagle arms. Hug your belly and lift your chest up. And now pull your right knee up and in. Stand up. Cross your right leg over your left, eagle pose. Bend your left knee. Set your eyes forward. Vision of an eagle. A focused, pointed gaze. Unravel. Stand up. Right knee to chest. Airplane pose. Sweep your right leg back. Stretch your fingertips back. Keep your heart lifted. Back to crescent lunge. Touch your right toes down. Put your right knee on the floor. Right hand to the floor. Twist. Reach your left fingertips to the ceiling. Set your eyes. Find your breath. Big inhale. Full exhale. Warrior two, sweep open, ground your back foot, stretch your fingers front and back. Set your eyes somewhere that feels in service of creating a comfortable posture. If it doesn't feel good to turn your neck all the way forward, maybe even slightly look to the right and just find a little more comfort in the body. Ease does not mean easy. Draw in that balanced action of effort and ease. Reverse your warrior. Stretch your left fingertips up. Open up your fingers and lengthen your left side body. Extended side angle. Reach for a block if you've got it. Put it outside of your left calf. Left hand on the block, right hand to the sky. You can also put your forearm on your thigh. Spread your fingers. Make a fist with your top hand and begin to roll your wrist in one direction. And when it feels good, you'll switch directions. Maybe even find a juicy spot to linger in for a moment. And then burst your fingers open. Spread your fingers wide. Open up your entire hand and send the energy out of your fingertips. Take your block, step it just a little bit forward, come into half moon pose. Press down into your left foot and pick your right foot up off the floor. Engage your top leg. A tight muscle is a light muscle. Engage your whole top leg to create a lightness and a lift in the pose. A big breath in. And a full breath out. Make your way back to side angle pose. Step your right foot back. Stretch your right fingertips to the sky. Take one more big breath in. Come to all fours. Take a couple rounds of cat-cow. Bridge pose. Come to lie down on your back. Put your feet on the floor, hip width apart. Press into your feet and lift your hips up. If it's there for you, you can interlace your hands underneath your body and walk your upper arm bones in, or just grip the edges of your mat and draw your upper arm bones in that way. Find a way to engage your shoulder blades by drawing them into your spine. You're here for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lower yourself down, supine butterfly. Soles of the feet touch, knees fall open, one hand over your heart, one hand over your belly. Happy baby. Reach for the pinky toe edges of your feet, maybe your ankles, your calves, or even your knees. And just move around. You can rock from side to side or straighten one leg and then the other. Notice what you feel in your body in this pose. Pull your knees into your chest and give yourself a tight squeeze. Wrap your arms around your shins. Pull your forehead to your knees and hug yourself in tight. Shavasana. Come to lie down on your back. Lift your shoulders up. Slide your shoulder blades underneath you. And allow your palms to just naturally rest up towards the ceiling. If it's comfortable to you, close your eyes. And just allow yourself to be still. In our highly productive, fast-paced society, finding moments for rest and stillness is a revolutionary act. Give yourself permission to lie here still, and for just a brief moment, practice doing nothing. Take a long, full, deep breath in and slowly empty it out. Wiggle your fingers and your toes and circle your ankles and your wrists. Take a full body stretch from front to back. And pull your knees into your chest. If it's comfortable, roll over to your favorite side. And gently lift yourself up to a seat. Bring your palms to touch at the center of your chest. And just take a moment. Notice how you feel. Pull your thumbs to the center of your forehead and gently bow your head towards your heart. In honor of you and me and this practice that we share, I bow to you, sweet friend, and say namaste. Thank you for practicing with me today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please consider joining my Patreon. You can find the link in the show notes.